from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Spring in TK. Ooh, TK looking colorful today. Hey. What's up, buddy?
What up?
What's going on?
What's up, guys?
We're on episode number 999. What is your most iconic appearance on this episode? What is the appearance on this show you'll remember the most?
That's such a great question. I wish I would have had that in my coffer to anticipate before. I mean, probably the one where Kyle Madsen was on with us, and it was the light me up on that beam.
Yep.
and then it was like there was something I said that was like a big pause, and he lost it. I lost it.
Wasn't it warm me up on that beam? That's what got the pause. Yeah. There's a lot.
That was a classic. And then when she did Drake bars.
Yeah, that was
epic.
Yeah, that was iconic.
There's been some good ones, man. What 999 episodes is so many. That's so impressive. Here's a question that like maybe is a out of pocket question. Was there ever a time, because I was talking to another friend who you guys are like deeper than that, but you know what I'm saying? Like another person that I know that's been a host of a radio show. Mm-hmm. And he said that he and his co-host in the early goings got into it so heavy that they literally canceled the show and they didn't go on that day. Pre-show, they had like a big fight about something. Was there ever like a time that you guys had like a bump in the road that really like helped the development of you guys as a chemistry for your show?
Help the development?
Yeah. Like, no. Cause it, you know, we sometimes what we go through, we grow through.
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, there's a bunch of times, there's a bunch of times when Damien is probably done with your boy.
I wasn't trying to be.
That was a...
What?
I'm sorry. Kenny was trying to give a thoughtful answer, and I just thought more about what you said and started chuckling. Sorry, go ahead.
I said this on Do Some Mo. There's probably plenty of times when Damien was like, man, this guy, he's just fed up with me, just tired of me, right? Like, because fundamentally, like, we go about things differently, right? So there's times when, you know, go into the show, he ain't feeling me or whatever the case may be. There's times when...
Why isn't he feeling you, though, Kenny? Did you do something wrong? Like, you know...
I mean, it's...
Not answer the phone?
I do answer the phone. Like, I answer FaceTimes, everything. I do all that all the time. But, like, you know, Damien, Jesse work hard on putting the outline of the show together. And we had to have a talk about it one time. Because, like, there's sometimes when I would go in there and I wouldn't put anything in there. But the way my life is set up, I get to it at maybe sometimes I get to it at like 7 a.m. Well, these guys, they didn't put everything in there like that. That's newsworthy. That was being talked about. So it's not that I'm not putting anything in there. I go through it and it's like, damn, they got everything. They got everything that I would want to talk about in here. Let's get ready for the show. And I think a lot of times earlier that came off as like, I'm not like doing anything. So we had a talk about that and just little stuff like that, right? Because Dame is like perfect with planning, right? And, you know, I got 9 million things going on sometimes. I don't plan the way that I would want to. So we would come in and he'd be hot. Like you could read it on, he wouldn't say nothing about it, but you could read it on his face and he was hot. And I was like, uh-oh, here we go. You know what I mean? But the testament to, and what I think is special about the show and what I'm happy about, and I don't know why it's like this. I can come in, be having a bad day, be mad at him. The life happens. I'm mad in general about life. Probably by 1 o'clock, I'm laughing, having a good time. And I don't want to speak for him, but it's usually the same thing. Like, even if he comes in and he's mad at me, by like 1 o'clock, like, we good. Like, we good again. And we get that having a show. So I don't know if there's been anything that that we've gone through that's necessarily helped us. I don't know. On my end, like, we've been cool.
I think there's in a roundabout way, there's an acceptance of what each other does well and what they don't do well. Mm. And for me, like, Jesse laughed at this, like, not laughed, but, huh, really, when I said I'm controlling. Like, there's ways that I want the radio show to be. There are ways that I want the furniture for the 1,000th episode to be set up. There's lighting. There's things that I'm hands-on with everything that we do. And while that can drive people nuts, it's also a positive. And part of that is...
That's a liberating thing to have if you have a partner who's controlling and a perfectionist. If you're not, that's something you don't even have to think about or worry about.
And that's where you learn to, like, maximize each other's strengths, right? Is I will meticulously plan at 4 a.m. because I need that. I need that, especially now when topics are like 15 minutes, like you're probably not getting 45 minutes out of a non-news day. Like you have to have a bunch of topics. Where Kenny is phenomenal is one, off the cuff. He's really, really good off the cuff. And two, a subject reminding him of another subject that leads into another discussion. And then that 15-minute conversation can now take a right turn and turn into a 45-minute conversation. Mm-hmm. So while there may be times where it's like, man, we have an open segment. Damn, Kenny couldn't even fill that one in. I know we'll be able to fill that by the way, like we go back and forth. And I just stopped being mad or frustrated about it, you know, 3 years ago, because that's my strong suit and he has his. He has a way of doing his show that I can't do. I check the rundown when I'm on vacation. I don't even need to create them. These dudes just come in here and talk and vibe. Like I can't do that. I got to have the GPS in front of me. Different skill sets.
Yeah, that you can tell that Kenny is brilliant at you can't plan for the things and the places that his mind is going to go. You know what I mean? Like, if he knew that, he would fill that in. You know what I mean?
That's usually how it goes. The interesting thing about it is, ironically enough, I am a bit more of a planner than it gives off. You know what I mean? But to your point earlier, Trista, like I said, I get in there. I told somebody else this. So they're always worried about, like, what we do, right? Like, oh, man, are you guys burnt out or whatever the case may be? Are you burnt out? Da, 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 da. And I believe, for me at least, there comes a time between work, watching games, and my family where about 10, 11 o'clock, like, I don't want to see nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in front of a computer. I don't want to watch a game. I'm going to listen to Joe Budden because that's what keeps me from being burnt out. And sometimes what would happen, and still happens with that, is I'll be like, when I wake up, I'm at it. Well, I get up at like 7. Dame's already been up for like 3 hours. The rundown is what it is. Jesse's been up or whatever. And that's how I get in there and I'm like ready to plan, ready to do some stuff. And it's like, oh man, here's this article on the top 50 shooting guards. Man, let me put this, oh damn, sorry, in there. Or let me, you know, they did this and this, this power rankings, man. Oh yeah, yeah, I'm gonna put this, oh damn, it's already in there too. Well, damn, I guess I could talk about boxing, but I don't think they want to talk about you know what I mean? And I'm like, all right, well, let me sharpen. I see what's in here. Let me sharpen my mind for what's in there, so I know what to talk about there, and then that's just kind of works. But there's like a 2 hour period every night where I just kind of get away. That's what helps me not burn out, in my opinion, is where I just get away from all this stuff. Get on NCAA football, get on Madden, zone out for a couple hours, and get ready to do it all over again the next day.
What you guys have built, though, like in all seriousness, is lightning in a bottle. You know, you guys, I mean this wholeheartedly, you guys could scale this to whatever it is that you want to scale it to. The connection and the chemistry that is present on this show and the community that you guys have built, an authentic, real, deep, meaningful, where people show out in person. That tells you what the real community is like. If people come and actually step out of their house to see you, that is something that very, very rare, very special, very long lasting. And I'm just very proud to have been a part of it, even in a small way, once a week for as many years as it's been. You guys are just tremendous.
Oh, no, it ain't no small part. You were a 12-minute hit to start.
Bro, it's 34 minutes every day.
The 12 minutes turned into like 20-something. Occasionally we'll go 43 minutes. Like, yeah, it's not small. Like, people tune in for you. Like, they're here for TK.
And get this, we never talk betting.
But we don't. Like... Bet MGM or whatever, they'd roll over in their grave if they knew what these conversations were like. Danny in San Francisco would be throwing his phone across the room.
You know what has been so, and you guys are a huge part of this for me in my career development and my comfort and what I want to do and what I think people want me to do is that, you know, I'm in conversations right now with BetMGM to formalize like a ambassador relationship. We'll see if it ends up, you know how these things are, but we'll see what happens. But the thing that ended up sticking out about that is they said, we don't even care about you talking about betting. The thing that you're most valuable to us with is your comedic, social takes and what you do every day that's on BetMGM tonight or all the other hits that you do around the country that are supposedly for betting but never really touch betting at all. And it's been awesome. It's been really, really awesome. And the dynamic here has made me more comfortable taking it other places too.
Mm. You're great at what you do, man. Hey, great at what you do.
We can't pretend like this stuff isn't just readily available for us.
All the ladies out there.
Y'all know what it is.
Come on now.
Y'all wanna know what it is?
Players. Come on, man. Playing this on KSFM today.
What?
Hey.
Your moon-shaped thighs go like fireflies. Smiles bright when you surprise. You kiss me and bite my lip when you grab my thighs.
What?
Pulling out
come
your ears,
now.
Open all the doors to my ride. Hey. Chivalry's a turn on and you flipping the switch.
TK froze. TK froze in mid excitement.
I don't know. I mean, I'm still a fan. I don't know if we have him. He's a thug and I love him.
Nah, I don't know why that's not on the hotkey bank. I'm not sure why.
That was a banger right there. That was a banger.
That's what I was looking for as that record was playing. I for some reason, it's not on the hotkey bank.
See, Crick, we've been knowing. I mean, Cam just figured out we've been knowing what TK's bars was like, man. Come on, man.
When he called and was like, yo, you got bars? I'm like, this is not a real conversation. This is not a real conversation.
So we talked about this. I don't think we talked about it on this show. You and I talked about it privately. Is that one take?
That was one take.
Mm. I told you it'd be one take. Mm. I told you. One take.
You got it like that. She got it like that. That's what I'm talking about.
And the end where I was like, man, that was fun. Like, that was really fun. You know, there was no... The thing about not really wanting to be a rapper ever anymore is that I don't... And I think this... You know, we get philosophical a little bit on this show every now and again. Is like, I just don't... When you don't attach any meaning to things that are normally, you know, things people stress out about, it's very liberating. I don't want to be a rapper. You know, I don't care about that at all. And when Cam was like, yo, when I was trying to get on and like Biggie had me rap for him, I just did it. And I'm like, yeah, but Cam, I don't want to be a rapper anymore. Like, I want to make sports content and make people laugh. He said, oh, take that part out. I'm like, well, that's the key piece here. I'm not pushing for this. I don't care about this. And there's something really fun. And I feel this way about radio and kind of the professional side of being on The Fan in New York and The Score in Chicago. Like, I never grew up wanting to do this. So it's just whatever to me in the best possible way, because what you're getting is what feels natural. And if it doesn't work and people don't like it, then great. Like, I'm going to just keep doing my thing.
What did you want to do? You didn't want to rap? You didn't want to talk sports? What did you want to do?
I did want to rap at 16.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want to rap at 38.
Okay.
You know? I wanted to hoop. I thought I was going to play, you know? That's really... I wanted to hoop, and I wanted to rap. That was it. I told my mom I was going to have a private chef. She didn't need to learn to teach me how to cook. She didn't need to teach me how to clean. They didn't tell me about how the Portland Power Guard was making less than a teacher. They didn't tell me about that part.
Ironically, I thought I was going to play, too. But I wanted to be a history teacher, a high school history teacher. Then what I came to find out later in life is, you know, I get a little more wiser. It was never about the curriculum. Like, I like history a lot, but when I went to school and wanted to major in it, I was like, this is boring. Like, I don't want to take all these classes. This is boring, so I switched to major. But working with the kids and teaching the kids wasn't about the curriculum. It was about impacting people's lives. And that's really what it was about. And I didn't realize that. One of my favorite classes was history. I wanted to help kids. So I was like, I'll be a history teacher in high school and it'll be good. And it was more so just I want to influence and impact kids' lives. And years later, that's what I ended up doing, but being a basketball coach. I used that was my classroom, was the basketball court and working with these kids.
What do you, real quick pivot, because you mentioned wanting to impact people and coaching. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think about Tua's recent comments about Brian Flores? And Brian Flores, you know, saying a bunch of stuff that he thought eroded his confidence.
I liked Brian's response first, where he was like, yeah, I'll use this to be better. But I can, like, understand where Tua was coming from, you know, even not being there. If that's the way the situation played out, like, what do you get from someone telling you you're bad at something? Like, you're terrible at this. Like, you're not good at this. Consider doing something else with your life. I don't think Brian said that to him. But when someone is just doing something to chip away at your confidence day after day after day, especially someone who's so important to what you do every day. Yeah, I can't fault Tua for feeling the way he feels about Brian Flores.
Yeah, Brian Flores, I don't try to do this. You know, we don't try to do this, but he's coming off like a bad coach. That's bad coaching. That is just bad coaching, bad understanding what you got to do. It's one thing to, you know, to be demanding and to be maybe, you know, hard on the player to try and get them better. But I believe as a coach, you have to mix in some – level of I still believe in you. This is why I'm doing this, because I believe in what you could be. You can't just beat them down the whole time. There's got to be a level of building them up. And if you can get to the point where, say, Flores was tough on Tua, but Tua knew he's tough on me because he respects me. He wants me to be the best quarterback I can be, and I'm going to listen to him because of that. Then I think you can figure some stuff out. Like, you can work through that. But if it's just always negativity, Yeah, that's a bad job by Brian Flores.
And he might have been trying to figure out who he was as a head coach, too. Mm-hmm. And he might have been coached that like that, or he might have been around coaches like that and saw that that worked, right? And we say this all of the time with whether it's coaches, and we do this a lot, you know, with coaches here because of the unique dynamic that Malik and Mike Brown have. Mike's not going to have that same dynamic with every single player. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really important for coaches or people in leadership positions to understand the personalities of the people that they're, quote, leading. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we laugh all that. We get these surveys from, like, our Odyssey management team. Do you prefer compliments or tokens of appreciation? Would you? And it's like, okay, this is so corny, but I understand what you're doing. You don't have the time to get to know all of us, so you're trying to figure out, like, our different personalities, and people are wired different. And some people are motivated by, you know, trainers who get in your face. Come on, you suck. Do an extra push-up. Like, some people are I'm not. Don't try that with me. And clearly, clearly Tua Tagovailoa is not. And Brian Flores didn't do his job in understanding that and learning that. And, you know, I'll take Brian at his word that he's learned from that. Mm.
Yeah, and I think we all probably have professional instances where that was done to us.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I tell you what, boy, I had Barstool PTSD by watching that video. Mm. I was like, that was my 2 years there. My whole time there was like that by my colleagues. And my time at Odyssey has felt overwhelmingly like Mike McDaniel. So it's... I thought I was going to leave the business, honestly. I thought I should leave the business and not continue and, like, sell high-end homes in Malibu or something. I literally was like, I can't.
That would have been fire.
I would have been good at it, boy. Yeah. Wouldn't have been as fun. But, like, really, that stuff can really eat at you. And when you're not succeeding, even when people do believe, you go back to, like, all those people. Mm-hmm. who were good, who were successful, who told you, like, you're not funny. Like, you're not funny, you're cringe. Mm-hmm. Like, you're trying too hard, or you're not very smart. You don't know basketball. Like, they made t-shirts that said Trista Crick doesn't know basketball and sold them on the website. Mm-hmm. So I literally got PTSD watching that.
And that's the difference between tearing somebody down and trying to coach or lead or something like that, right? Like, even if you tell somebody, like, you're not good enough, or you're not funny, or you're not a good quarterback right now, like, I really wouldn't advise doing that. But there's a way to go about it where you're still trying to build them up. Like, you'll tell the guy, like, right now, like, you think you're this and that. You're not that. You're not that. Like, you're not, if I'm Brian Flores talking to Tua, you're not this top flight quarterback. You're not a franchise guy. That doesn't mean you can't be that. I'm telling you right now, this is where you're at. And if you want to get there, these are the things that you need to do. Like, there's a way
maybe
to go
instead
about
of saying you're not, saying you can become.
But you can, I'm a believer in saying, like, you're not that right now. Like, you're not. If Tua was sitting up here saying, I'm a franchise guy, and Brian Flores was like, you're not franchise right now. You're not a franchise quarterback. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But leaving it at that is the problem. You always pick that up with.
He made it sound like literally they were having no conversation, and Brian was just telling them, like, yo, you stink.
That's a fail. That is wrong. My thing is, you tell him, like, yo, you're not franchise right now. I believe that you can get there, and I'm going to help you get there. And these are some of the things that you need to do to get to that point. Just because, it's like anything else. I wasn't, a great basketball player at the age of 16. I wasn't there. I wasn't an All-American player. But, if you work, by the time you're 19, you can be, you know, this college player or somebody that's productive or something like that. And that's how you approach it, in my opinion. Like, you can be honest, maybe sometimes brutally honest with you, but you don't leave the person there to fend for themselves. You tell them, that's not where you're at right now. We're going to get there together. Like, I'm going to help you.
Well, and once you tell them that, though, there's no reason to tell him again, right? That's unless that conversation comes up, right? Like, there's, once you say, listen, you're not a franchise guy right now, let's work together this season to get you there. Now the rest of the conversation should be positive.
Absolutely.
Now every day it's let's go out and get great. Let's find ways. You know, here's what you're, let's move the, like, let, it's, it behooves me to build an offense to maximize your strengths. You get the ball out faster than any other quarterback in the league. Let's find guys so they can get the ball to them and they're open. You know what I mean? Like, you're not a guy that can sit in the pocket for a million years. Guess what? Not many quarterbacks can.
Facts.
Do you have? Hi. Do you?
Did I cut out?
Yeah. No, you're back.
I don't know why. Let me.
You're good. No, now you're frozen again. No, it's fine. It's $9.99. We don't become great till tomorrow, so it's no problem. That's what the.
Am I frozen again?
Yeah. No, we got you. You're good. I just wanted to know, like, when are what are you doing at that house? Are you building a new, like, what are you doing over there?
All right, you guys want to see? All right, let's check it out. All right, so every day it's something new. Every day. So like, this is the garage. Normally there'll be siding. And there'll be a wall underneath the siding. Turns out whoever built this garage decided, oh, no, we don't need that wall. We can just side on to nothing. So these boards are rotted, as you can see. And so now we need to find some wood to put them on the back. These ones are windows, which I think is fire.
That is pretty cool.
And, I think that'll look really good once it gets restored. So the siding needs to come off. Need to get some wood from the lumber store. Need to put some plywood down. And then I need to use siding called Hardy Board, which is like a cement sort of combo thing, which I did on this other side, which we're going to show you.
This is true.
To actually create siding. So here we go. This is really all me right here. Look at this.
That's all you.
Look how nice this looks. That's all me right here. This is a nail gun.
Where did you learn to do this stuff?
This is my first time ever doing it. This is YouTube.
Oh, you're one of those people. That's great. That's infuriating. People who can watch YouTube videos and, oh, I can go do that. Those, you know what those are, though? Those are, we talk about this with Dancing with the Stars. Those are athletes. Athletes can see instructions and follow them better, I think, than some other people can. Certainly a hell of a lot better than I can, because what you just showed I couldn't do.
You could. Here's how I know you could. It seems way harder when you imagine it than it is. Really. So you pull the boards off, and underneath is a piece of wood that they use to kind of like keep the house up in framing.
Yeah,
that's good.
You get this product. It's called a moisture barrier. It's basically like a,
this conversation.
It's called Tyvek. You basically peel it off, and then you tack it on. Then once you tack it on, then you take a nail gun. You make sure that it's straight. You take a nail gun. First piece of siding on. Once the first piece is on, now you're basically home free. There's this little accessory that you can get that's like, I think, overpriced, but totally worth it. It's like $80 at minimum. And it basically goes underneath the existing piece of siding. And then there's an opening to put the new piece of siding on that just rests on perfectly based on the measurement that you create, which is like 1 1/4 inches of an overlap so you don't see the nails that you just put on. And then once it's there, you just put the nails on an inch below the top and then just rinse and repeat. Boom, 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 boom. Really? That's it?
I believe I'm about to
YouTube how to build a pool.
I do believe if you give me instructions, I can follow instructions. I may not have the imagination or the wherewithal to create it on my own out of nowhere. But if you give me instructions, I can do anything. Now, it doesn't go as far as like Andrew Schultz, where I remember he used to always say, I can do open heart surgery if you give me the instructions. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I don't know about that, buddy.
This isn't that at all. Like, really, it's a lot more. And I've never been handy until I needed to be. And here's the best thing about a house that's 100 years old, what has been put together by some non-professional jankily, is anything I do is better than it already is.
Well,
the fact that I'm about to put a wall underneath the siding and then a moisture barrier is about 5 times better than whatever this joker did in 1965.
See, there's a lot of things that I would try. I don't know that the house is one of them. Like in my new studio, I tried to put these panels on the wall because it was a hardwood floor. Like I had to put carpet. I had to change the sound of the room.
It's not granite.
Well, I had to change the sound of the room, and I walked into, like, one day I walked into the room and, like, why are these pads over here, like, changing sides? And now you can see the white in the wall, but no other part in the whole room did that. I didn't take into account the first 2 months I had that house, there were no window coverings. So the 110 degree heat was just bearing through, and it was essentially pulling the sticky stuff off the wall just because it's sitting in the sun for eternity. I'm not smart enough to figure that stuff out. I sure as hell am not going to try to build something I have to live in.
Well, also, let's be honest. The house that you moved into, turnkey. The house I'm at right now, not turnkey. We'll call it a lived-in fixer-upper.
A lived-in fixer-upper. I'm with that. We love you.
So I'm going to break some news here. I'm going to also talk about this tonight on BetMGM tonight, but because I love the Chatty House and I love y'all, Thursday will be my last show on BetMGM tonight. I'm still coming on this show. That doesn't impact us in any way.
Like, this isn't an Odyssey relationship.
Yeah, I could be working for the telephone company, and I'm going to come on this show. So that's what's popping. Needless to say, we couldn't come.
Is there part two to this announcement?
Nothing. We'll keep you updated about that. There's nothing complete.
She hit me with the "we'll keep you updated." Wow.
I have nothing to report right now.
Okay. All right. You will, though. You will, though.
We'll see. The universe, I think, will provide.
And I'm pretty sure it will.
I think this is the right call.
You know what's funny, though, before I let you guys go, because it sticks out to me, is that even when I was talking with the head of all sports content this morning of Odyssey, and he was telling me, like, hey, you know, I'm sorry to see you go, kind of a thing, he even told me, for Trista Crick Inc., I believe you've made the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I keep hearing you've made the right call, you've made the right decision, even though it's scary and uncertain. And I think you thought this through, and I think this will be the best thing for your career and your life. That's been the thing that has stuck out the most to me. And I appreciate that. Like, I really do. It doesn't do anything to pay my bills, but it does give me confidence.
Yeah. You're one of the most talented people I know. You're one of the best in your fields of people that I know. Wow. And yeah, Odyssey, this company was just too small for you. And I'll have no problem saying that. I like working here. I love our team here in Sacramento. Mm. This company was too small for you. You are I'm excited for... I'm excited for when you update us. I'll say
that.
That's
right.
I hope so. I hope I have something to update you on soon. But okay. In the meantime, Trista Tuesdays will continue. I will have so much time on my hands. I'll have so many good stories.
We could have Trista Thursdays, Trista Sundays.
Oh, Trista with time on her hands. Boy, I haven't had that since 2016.
That's going to be
cracking.
That's going to be a 6-story beachfront house in like a month.
Caitlin Clark plays the Mystics on the 16th. I'm going to go to the Spy Museum. I'm going to try to go to Quebec City. I'm going to go to the little, like, women in media gala that I'm invited to.
Yeah, we didn't. Can you acknowledge that real quick? Because we didn't. I saw it right after you left us, and we haven't talked since. As you're
not
leaving,
even sports media. I guess it's just media all the other.
It's women in media.
Game changing women and media. And when Odyssey nominated me, I don't think they realized how much I was about to change the game on us and our relationship.
Too late. Can't take it back now.
Can't take it back.
I was like, man, the day, literally, because it came out the day I told them I'm not coming back. I was like, wow, this is interesting timing. It's like the front cover of Odyssey at Work, the website. And I was like,
I ain't going to be here.
Yeah.
They had to learn the hard way in this situation. Yeah, but like,
but I'm excited.
Yeah, you. This is the other thing about this, too. While your text technically maybe in between jobs, this is the time to do all that stuff. Go where you ain't got no schedule, man. Go see a bunch of stuff. Go see games, whatever the case may be. Enjoy that. Because somebody told me one time, it's about to be real busy in just a little bit. It's about to be real
busy. I'm low-key fascinated by the Spy Museum. I've never done that before, and you just referenced it.
It's brand new. They redid it in D.C., and apparently it's awesome. I've been telling myself I've wanted to do it, and I just haven't had the time to do it. Because, when you're off work, you're just trying to catch up on your life. So I just haven't done it. And as you guys know, I'm moving back to the West Coast to be closer to Sacramento, of course. That's the primary reason.
It's lit.
I'm going to get everything I want to see on the East Coast done. But yeah, Spy Museum is supposed to be freaking awesome. Really, really cool.
You know what my favorite place that didn't make it was? The Newseum. Did you ever go?
Oh, yeah.
I love the new. It was it's basically the media. So you could go in and you'd see newspapers from forever ago, and they'd have displays. I saw a display for, was it Katrina? Hurricane Katrina? Was that that was the one that hit New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
And then they had a 9/11 display. They had a display that aired all of the different newscasts from the JFK assassination and the funeral. Goodness. It was a spectacular place to just get lost in all day.
They had an apartment complex right on top of
That's right. Yep.
That I almost moved into when I first moved to D.C. And then, it was the place that I was trying to move into was in the wharf, and it wasn't done yet.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Your balcony would have been the Capitol?
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
She lives. So for context, that's where the museum is. Is you step out once you get onto those upper floors, you look out, and there it is right there.
Well, they were gonna. So the apartment I was gonna move into wasn't that one, but it was not ready yet, and they were like, "Well, we're 3 months behind, but here's what we're gonna do: put you in short term housing at the museum." And I was like, "That sounds cool and all, but I have all my stuff coming in from L.A." I need somewhere to put it. It's not a place for 3 months. So I'm just going to find another apartment. And that's what I ended up doing.
This, it's not the same as a museum, but you talked about the Spy Museum and it reminded me of this. Have either of you ever done an escape room?
No.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
No.
Wouldn't do that. Nope.
It's not that bad.
My life, literally my first... Between 6 years old and 9 or 10 years old, my life was the escape room. So I'm good.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm classifying it wrong, but it's not that. It's not scary or anything like that. It's where maybe it's have a different name. You're trying to steal a diamond.
Oh, that's not it. The escape room is literally they lock you somewhere and it might be dark.
What's that? What's
and
that
you
called?
Have to try to.
What's
that
called?
To get
that's
out.
The escape room.
A scavenger hunt?
No, it's not. I mean. It is that to a certain degree. But I think the term for it, or the company calls it an escape room, because you're trying to escape with the diamond. That's what it is.
Oh.
That sounds like Robert. Whatever gets you through the night, pal. That sounds illegal to me. But that's fine.
Yeah, it sounds like you.
Don't rope me into your little schemes here, buddy.
Yo, really quickly, I know I'm changing the subject again. And I'm supposed to be getting off, but I don't care.
Pause. Wow. It doesn't matter. Yeah, we've blown past that.
It's lit.
Pause. But that is actually a great segue. Did you guys see the sexy red lip?
No, we're not doing that. So
I just wanted to just go.
So we had
a wild girl. That's a wild girl.
We don't have to go any further, but Just that's it.
Hey, that's so, a wild girl right there, boy.
So Dame Lillard.
Do you think he gets disrespected?
I think he gets disrespected.
They act like I don't be doing what I've been doing. I think people just get bored with consistency. That's Dame Lillard talking about not getting the credit he thinks he deserves.
I think Dame Lillard, when he was in Portland, was disrespected because it was Portland. And nobody took us seriously because the Warriors, it was the Warriors and that was it. Like, just period. Everybody kind of knew that. I think even the Rockets with CP3 and Harden kind of knew, like, that's the hurdle. So, like, nobody was really checking for us.
I think he does get disrespected.
He does. And then when he went to Milwaukee, hadn't been working out because he didn't want to get injured. He clearly was going through stuff. His eyes were dead inside. And he just wasn't himself on the floor. He got injured. So, like, people kind of forgot. After 1 year, people have kind of, like, slept on him.
Yeah, and they think he's, like, his career is damn near over.
Well, send him our show from yesterday. We gave Dame a lot of love yesterday.
I said, TK, Dame is a top 5 point guard of all time.
What's your five?
I got Steph, Magic, Isaiah Thomas. Who was the fourth?
Chris Paul.
And Dame Lillard. I said Dame Lillard's better than John Stockton.
Yes, maybe. I mean, I feel like sometimes I will downgrade athletes that I personally do not like based on things that they've done out off the court. And I can't really, like, John Stockton's gotten really weird lately. Like, so, mm-hmm. like, really weird. So I think that's okay.
He's a bad boy, though. Like, John Stockton could go. Especially, like, early John Stockton, you know, in his first 6-7 years in the league. Like, he was a problem. I remember watching one Lakers game with Magic and all those dudes. They had no answer for John. He was killing.
I wonder how many kids had to look up John Stockton after Not Like Us came out. I'm being serious. I'm dead serious.
A good amount of them.
Because it's not like he's not like Isaiah. Like, yeah. He's not like a guy you see from that era all of the time.
Yeah.
I bet people were singing that. I bet there are people who still say that line that don't know.
They don't understand.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, they don't understand the whole thing.
Honestly, yeah, I was just about to say the same thing, Kenny. Like, that line was one of the most underrated lines, and I think had gone over so many people's heads because of Karl Malone, mm-hmm. who was the recipient of John Stockton, pass on that body like John Stockton, because Karl Malone was passing on nobodies.
No matter how he was old dunking. They were.
He was dunking.
Oh.
Regardless.
Yeah, okay. Well, we definitely interpreted that line differently because I wasn't thinking about dunking. Not thinking about dunking.
John Stockton was a really, really, really good basketball player. One of the great point guards of all time. Dame Lillard's better than him.
I just take Isaiah off the list because I'm a hater.
I can't believe you do that.
See, that's what I'm saying, because you don't like Isaiah.
That's right. I put Russell Westbrook in there just on principle alone. Man averaged like 47 straight triple-doubles, and y'all act like he wasn't a one.
People who put Russell Westbrook in their top five are doing it for the culture. Like, that's who we're doing it for. Like,
I love Russ, too. I love Russ.
Stand on business.
Isaiah was amazing, though.
Nah, Isaiah was good.
Isaiah was amazing. I love Russ, though. I ain't going to say nothing bad about Russ because that's my guy. But I think Dame is in there, though. I think Dame's top five.
I think he's the second best shooter.
Of all time, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're of all time. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
He can do almost, you know, actually we see for the first time the difference between Steph and Dame. And the one caveat to that is that Dame was injured and he had that core injury in the Tokyo Olympics, but he was getting crushed. He was completely ineffective, even though he's really good off the ball shooter. But Steph is just the difference between Dame and Steph is much larger than even me, the Damian Lillard lover that I am as a Portland Trailblazer fan, even that I could anticipate. And the first few games of the Olympics, I was like, see these smaller, non-physical, like off-the-ball shooters, like Steph, like Dame, they get crushed in the Olympics. The physicality is just too much for them. And then Steph showed up, finally, and broke the internet.
Yeah,
showed the
did.
World.
He sure
oh, no.
did. My goodness. All right, we really do have
we
to
do
go.
We do have to time. Go. Yeah. All right, love you guys. I'll see you next week.
All right, TK.
Okay, love you too. TK Tuesdays, Trista Tuesdays, going nowhere. Trista's off to put up some siding. I don't know. Referee let a lot go in that conversation. There's
this
flags.
This was a FIBA game.
There are flags. Man, that was violent. I laughed every other sentence when she was talking about building that house. You jerks. I used to be able to have normal conversations with people.
Those days are done.
Yeah, they are long gone. We'll come back. Jason Jones coming up in about, man, I got to say something about Jason Jones, too. I'll say it to him when he joins us. Okay. He'll join us in about 30 minutes. Well, Isaiah Thomas always gets people. That's always a fun conversation. And Shams Cunningham is at it again. What's it mean? Well, probably nothing. Almost certainly nothing. But it is fun, especially when videos of workouts are leaking over the internet. Oh, we'll talk about it. Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320. We were talking about Isaiah Thomas of the Detroit Pistons and where he fits in with the top five point guards of all time. And having those top five, top 10 discussions are always difficult. But Isaiah Thomas, the Sacramento King fan favorite, will be amongst some veterans who are going to be working out with some of the Sacramento Kings that are here this week, just for, as Sean Cunningham explained it, some competitive workouts. Isaiah Thomas's name always brings a extreme level of excitement for Kings fans. I think this is nothing more than basketball, just hooping, just playing. I don't think Isaiah Thomas is trying out for the Sacramento Kings. Isaiah Thomas loves basketball. He's going to stay playing. He's going to stay trying to get a shot. I don't think that that shot is here, given the way that the roster is put together. But him, I think Juan Toscano-Anderson was another name that Sean mentioned, and Lonnie Walker will all be a part of that group as well. Many of us who were on social media yesterday, on whatever your favorite platform is, might have saw some workout videos emerge.
People were texting me, though.
Featuring DeMar DeRozan and DeMontis Sabonis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's where we are in the season. We are hyped over workout videos.
Did we see, I'm trying to think, did we see workout videos last summer? I feel like we did.
I think
we
last saw like year, well,
the aftermath of like Fox and Keegan and
well, we
Uncle
saw
Keegs
Keegan in
that.
The stroller everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were getting wine together, weren't they?
That's the one. We saw the group picture
that's right.
in Napa. That's right.
Jeremy Lamb was there too.
That, well,
King's legend.
That got a pop. So, yeah, now it's on the floor, and now it's DeMar, and that's exciting.
Yeah, man, I watched that video, and I just imagine those guys dribble handoff working on that, and working on perfecting that dribble handoff and making it elite. I just think they're gonna be dynamic. I think this Kings team is going to be dynamic offensively. I look like it's just seeing the dribble handoff, and just not that they were working out and it looked they made a shot, but just thinking about it, like that's going to fit with DeMar. You know what I mean? You get a dribble handoff situation like that. Sabonis is setting Sabonis screens on somebody, and you're going to have DeMar 15 to 17 feet away from the basket with an opportunity to make a decision to either pull up in his sweet spot for a jump shot or have a big man on him and maybe give him a little hezzy and get to the cup, maybe draw a foul or something. It's going to be lethal. That play is going to be so successful so often. I think it's going to get crazy. It's perfect. I feel like they're perfect for it.
It's something teams will have to plan for.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you can't plan for what De'Aaron can do. You only know that De'Aaron can do it,
mm-hmm.
right? And you can try to put guys in certain positions, but part of what makes De'Aaron great is he can read that stuff and either avoid it or, more often times than not, skip past it.
All right.
This is a play.
Yeah.
This is a movement on the floor that you're going to have to game plan for every night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yeah, I'm as excited as anybody else. Yeah. I just want the season to get here.
Yeah.
I just want, and it's not close. It's so far away. Dude, it's August 20th. Like, we're really not close to the start of the season.
We're about to have football to kill time.
I was going
to
say, that, yeah. But the good news is soon enough, preseason games will be over. The countdown to the start of the season will happen. And is the start of a season, is it, it's not, I'm thinking of basketball. It's Thursday, right? Yeah. It's a Thursday.
Thursday, Friday. It's going to be crazy.
Friday's the
Eagles and Packers in Brazil.
In Brazil, that's right. That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be able to. Okay, the days will start moving pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
After that, and the Kings will be in camp. Preseason games will start, and then all of a sudden, the opener against the Minnesota Timberwolves will be here.
Yeah. What do you? So you said you feel like the Isaiah Thomas workout, there's much to do about nothing, just a
well, I don't think it's a workout. I don't think it's a workout. I just think he's working out with the players
that are
here.
Like, it's more about, it's not camp, so it can't be that, but like a camp body situation.
I don't think this is a team. No, I don't think it's that. I think it's just guys who are working out.
But
I don't think it has anything to do with the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, okay. So maybe I read it wrong. I thought Sean was reporting that as they were having a workout for the Kings.
Oh, that is not how I read it. And if I misread it, I'm terribly sorry.
Read it wrong, though.
That is, let's see, Shams Cunningham here yesterday. There's Jordan Ford. Fan favorite Isaiah Thomas will be among a few free agents in Sacramento this week for some competitive workouts with Kings roster players who are in town.
Mm, so that makes more, that leads to what you just said. And I think that's one of the things that I think people kind of read that wrong, myself included, thinking that it was a Kings, I don't want to say sponsor, but you know what I mean? Like
yeah, like an evaluation.
Workout. Yeah, yeah. That's
it reads like he's just working out with guys who are in here.
And I think that's what it is. Yeah. Now that you read it, y'all got excited. We saw him in the Kings uniform.
And that's
we're
all
like,
right.
The Kings bringing him in. But I think you're 100% right. That's more so what it is these guys are working out.
But there are, I think there's probably two guys in Kings history that get that type of response, different reasons, but like Isaiah is one. I think Bobby's the other.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, who gets that? Boogie would, but from half of the crowd.
Mm.
Like that's the thing with DeMarcus is the crowd that loves him overwhelmingly loves him. But we know that there's another part of that crowd that feels a different way about him.
Yeah.
Bobby and Isaiah, and you know, I guess Jay Will's probably in on this too, but mm-hmm. I feel like those two might be a little higher. I feel like their approval rating, as you like to say, is in the like 100% range. And you know, when Bobby walks on the floor with the Philadelphia 76ers, he's going to get a very, very loud reception.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of Isaiah Thomas playing again for the Sacramento Kings is going to get a very, very loud response. Isaiah being in Sacramento, being courtside in Sacramento is going to get a loud response. Like he is a guy that Kings fans love. He is a guy that Kings fans hate. The way his Sacramento chapter of the story ended, like really hate the way his chapter of the Sacramento story ended. Mm-hmm. And then hate the way his basketball story it's not over, so I'm going to say stalled out mm-hmm. at this point. Like, yeah. He's a guy who deserves to go out on his own terms. And that's not how it works. Like, right. Carmelo Anthony, one of the greatest players we've ever seen, didn't get to go out on his own terms. Not everybody gets that opportunity. Some people accept it, and then some people lie about it, like Patrick Beverley, and convince you that his move to Israel or wherever he went is the best move for him.
He said they really wanted him.
They went all out. Yeah, they offered you money when no one else did. Yeah, they really went all out.
So,
hitting against nobody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.